This morning at WCHL, this week's Moral Monday sit-in was answered.
We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
Your taxes are going up next year here in Chapel Hill.
Budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase.
And we'll hear from a local developer who says he's got the solution to take the tax burden off the townspeople. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Chapel Hill Carborough's three high schools win their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cups. And
the remarks were shameful, but the point still has some merit.
That's this morning at Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little wet out there because of last night's rain. Partly sunny today, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the afternoon. But our high today in the low 90s, muggy day. North Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Rockingham Republican, sat down and talked for nearly an hour with 15 protesters who had staged a sit-in outside his office Monday night in the legislative building. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We know that he is in the building here. We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
That's Guilford Elementary teacher Todd Warren addressing fellow protesters and members of the media outside Senator Phil Berger's office Monday, a little after 7 p.m. The protesters, mostly educators, stated their intention to stay there until Berger appeared. They wanted to share their feelings about the recently released state Senate budget, which would offer 11% teacher raises at the expense of tenure and cut up to 7,400 teacher assistant positions statewide. At around 8 p.m., Berger did appear, and chairs were pulled into a circle so that he and the protesters that had filed in from the earlier Moral Monday rally on Halifax Mall could talk about teachers' issues. During the conversation, Berger asked protesters if they could find the money to pay for teacher raises and teachers' assistants in a way that didn't involve raising taxes.
There are some things that are, I would assume, that are non-negotiable as far as y'all are concerned, okay? Well, there are some things that that our folks feel are non-negotiable, and a tax increase is one of those. Okay, so if
it's actually not a tax increase, it's a repeal of a tax cut.
Well, if it's already been,
that sounds
like a tax increase to me.
Near the end of the discussion, which got testy at times, Berger promised protesters that he would talk with them again. Satisfied that Berger had met with them, they left, and there were no arrests. Before Berger showed up, Christoph Stutz and some fellow Chapel Hill Carborough teachers stood outside the legislative chamber, across from where the protesters had gathered, and peered inside as senators chatted. Stutz teaches social studies at Carborough High School, and he's been an assistant football coach for 9 years. It was his wedding anniversary, and he decided to bring his son to what was the first Moral Monday rally for either of them. Outside on Halifax Mall, they had joined an estimated 750 protesters, many of them dressed in red shirts in support of education. Here's Stutz.
I remember when my own mother, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., took me to City Hall to protest in support of public education. And the kind of impact that my mom and I were able to have, and I want to show the same thing to my son.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you live in Chapel Hill, your property tax bill is going up next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a $96 million budget last night, which includes the second property tax rate increase in 2 years.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase, restoring the debt fund capacity almost to where it was before the recession started.
That's Town Manager Roger Stansel. With last night's vote, the property tax rate rises to 52.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. Council members decided last week the added penny is needed to help replenish the town's debt management fund, which will increase the town's borrowing power by about $10 million before 2017. Supporters say that will help the town take on big projects like bikeways, parks, and new police and fire stations sooner rather than later. The 2014-2015 budget also includes increased funding for road resurfacing, $400,000 to help finance new buses, and money to hire a youth services coordinator. In addition, the council also allocated nearly $700,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, a move applauded by housing advocates, including Habitat for Humanity Director Susan Levy.
I think all of us who are involved with affordable housing and have been
over the years are really heartened by this commitment on your part, and I think it was a bold and a brave thing to do, and just want to say how much we appreciate it.
Though the budget was approved in just 6 minutes, council members assured the public the plan had been fully vetted at a pair of work sessions last week. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
We are not just rubber stamping a budget here. We've really given this a lot of consideration.
Chapel Hill has set its tax rate for the next year, but Orange County commissioners have not yet finalized their budget, which could include an increase in the countywide property tax rate or a hike in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro School Special District Tax. The board will discuss the county budget at a work session later today. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County commissioners get together tonight. So do the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. We will tell you what will happen coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. It's 6:11.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
Hello, Orange County job seekers. This is Gilbert from Employment Services. Do you need new and creative strategies for employment and networking opportunities? Join us on the second and fourth Fridays for job seeking skills and interviewing workshops held at the Orange County Career Center, 503 West Franklin Street, Chapel Hill. Workshops begin at 9 a.m. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our job seekers.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. The Orange County Commissioners will continue budget negotiations at a work session tonight. The board will review proposed fire district tax rates, departmental budgets, and funding for outside agencies. The county manager's spending plan calls for a 1.5% cost of living increase for county employees and increase is the county's living wage from $10.97 per hour to $11.21 per hour. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. Tonight at Carrboro Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to approve an agreement with AT&T to provide next-generation fiber-based communication networks to the town. Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem are all slated to join the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T, along with four major universities, including the university here in Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill-Carrboro area was chosen as attractive markets for building networks with the service capability of 1 gigabyte per second. The Chapel Hill Town Council recently voted unanimously to approve the agreement. Tonight's meeting begins at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall, which is at 301 West Main Street. Assistant principal at East Chapel Hill High School, Tamika Ward Satterfield, has been named by her peers as the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools Assistant Principal of the Year. Ward Satterfield has worked in North Carolina public education since 1998 after graduating with a Bachelor of Arts in English at North Carolina Central University and continued her studies and earned her Master of School Administration in 2001. She served in various positions among Durham Public Schools. She first started her career as an assistant principal while working with the Alamance Burlington school system. In 2009, Warren Satterfield was brought on as the assistant principal for East Chapel Hill High. Fellow educators who nominated Ward Satterfield say they feel she is a true professional. And that's a quote. She is a model of administrative excellence at our school and very worthy of this recognition. Again, that is a direct quote from East Chapel Hill High School principal Eileen Tully. New ways to manage North Carolina's business recruiting and to reward movie productions that film in our state have cleared the state Senate. The chamber voted 38-7 on Monday for its final approval to a measure that would transfer several Commerce Department functions to a private nonprofit corporation. Tacked onto the bill is a new program giving cash grants to film, TV, and video projects in North Carolina, replacing tax credits set to expire at year's end. Governor Pat McCrory's administration says the private nonprofit will make the state more nimble in attracting companies. The House passed a nearly identical bill last week that left out the film grants. Lawmakers must decide in a final version they want to send to Governor McCrory. WCHL News Time 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. Not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, therefore not a lot of problems. No problems at all that we know about. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on this morning, not necessarily with problems, but certainly with congestion. We'll have a lot higher traffic volume in just a little while, and when the situation does change, you can count on Rand Northam to tell you what's happening out there. He'll be checking on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. In the meantime, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at WCHL and let us know if you see anything that we're not reporting. And Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. The beautiful garden patio is now open with good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Great for outdoor dining right now. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 66 degrees, partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon hours. Our high today in the low 90s, going to be a hot, muggy day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunder showers. Low tonight around 68 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon. Maybe showers, maybe even a thunder boomer. And the high tomorrow in the low 90s one more time. Tomorrow night, we'll still have a 50-50 chance of rain and the low in the upper 60s. We're looking at a couple of muggy days here. Even Thursday, it's going to be a big chance of rain, but not quite as hot with a high in the middle 80s. So really warm weather here over the next couple of days, and everybody's going to be struck by the humidity because we'll have lots of moisture in the air. Let's go right to WCHL Championship Sports this morning. Chapel Hill Carrboro's three high schools have each won their respective Wells Fargo Conference Cup. The Wells Fargo Cup Award, sponsored by Wells Fargo and the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, recognizes the high schools that achieved the best overall interscholastic athletic performance within each of the state's four competitive classifications. Carrboro captured the Conference Cup, continuing its dominance with another strong sports season. The Cup winner won spring championships in men's golf, men's tennis, women's soccer, and both men's and women's outdoor track and field. A spring championship in men's outdoor track and field, a tie for first in women's soccer, and runner-up finishes in baseball, men's tennis, and women's outdoor track and field secured the Conference Cup for Chapel Hill. The Tigers also dominated the Big Eight in women's basketball, giving them a healthy lead midway through the season. Cardinal Gibbons took second, followed by Cedar Ridge in third, Northwood in fourth, and Orange in fifth. East Chapel Hill High is able to beat out conference rival Jordan and claim the Conference Cup, breaking the winner between the two schools thanks to top finishes in men's golf, men's lacrosse, and men's tennis. In most conferences, points are awarded based on participation and standings in conference play. Each conference determines its own method of awarding points. So congratulations to Chapel Hill High School, Carrboro High School, and East Chapel Hill High School, all respective winners. Michael Jordan says with three draft picks and at least $13 million to spend in free agency, the Charlotte Hornets can make a big difference in upgrading their roster this upcoming offseason. The Hornets owner spoke on Monday following a presentation at Hornets Nest Elementary School, in which he, along with Lowe's and Fox Sports South, donated $250,000 to Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Jordan says the success Sanford Al Jefferson had last season in Charlotte should help lure other top free agents. Jefferson was selected 13th All-NBA after leading Charlotte to its first playoff appearance in 4 years. Jordan says, quoting here, "I always thought Charlotte was a great destination. Big Al has proven that you can come here and make a big difference. Hopefully we can look at that and attract some other superstars." So things looking up definitely for the Charlotte Hornets, and Michael Jordan's got to be happy with the way things are going right now. Getting back to high schools, North Carolina's largest school district is stressing football safety with a program that stresses no head-first tackles, good fitting equipment, and plenty of water. The Wake County Public Schools said on Monday, coaches for more than 4,000 football players in middle schools and high schools will be trained in USA Football's Heads Up football program. The program teaches tackling techniques that reduce helmet contact and other elements of player safety. The program will complement the school district's existing practices protecting the safety of student athletes. USA Football says its safety program has been adopted at more than 500 schools in 48 states around the nation. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. And Charles Osgood is on the way next.
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hi, my name is Stephen Lair, and I'm the franchise owner for Home Instead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Home Instead Senior Care provides non-medical in-home care for seniors, companionship, meal preparation, medication reminders, on up through personal care and bathing assistance for seniors all throughout Orange and North Chatham County. Well, what I want to talk about today is what I call the white elephant. A lot of the clients we serve have lost their spouses, and we see a huge trend among families and caregivers that we call the white elephant. If you've ever been around someone who's lost a loved one, you've undoubtedly seen the situation played out. Immediately following the loss, everybody offers their heartfelt condolences. A few brave souls may actually offer to reminisce with you about the person you lost, but once the appropriate grieving period has passed, no one mentions their name again. Maybe they're afraid of upsetting their loved one. Maybe they're actually afraid of upsetting themselves. But in both instances, the memory of the departed kind of falls into this conversational abyss that no one dares to broach. And in my mind, the only thing greater than the tragedy of losing the person you love is losing them twice. Imagine if you could never say your wife's name again. For many caregivers and families, avoiding sensitive topics seems like the compassionate thing to do, but in doing it, you actually deny the person you care about not just the joy of reminiscing, but in some cases, you actually deny them an important part of the grieving process. What we do is we encourage our caregivers not to be afraid of the white elephant. Engage the seniors in their life on things that are most important to them. Ask them about their favorite memories. If you close the door on an entire chapter of their life and refuse to talk about it, you'll never really get to know them as a person. Ask them about their wedding day. Ask them about dancing under the stars at the officers' club. Ask them about the hard times, about their biggest mistakes. Ask them about the thing that they love the most. Along the way, you'll hear an unbelievable story, and it's a story that they desperately want to tell you. Well, for more information on this and everything that we do, you can go to homeinstead.com, or you can call us up at 919-933-3300.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke with Lauren Stafford, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Well, it's going to be another hot, muggy day today. 20% chance of showers and thunder showers this afternoon, but our high today in the low 90s, so you'll feel the heat coming off the street. It feels like summertime, 625.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total Document Solutions only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. You're expected to be hot and dry under the blazing sun of the Mojave Desert east of Los Angeles, and indeed it is. Yet the Joshua trees have been able to adapt to that. More than a million of them stand looking like sculptures in the sand at Joshua Tree National Park. But even they are in trouble now, says our CBS News colleague Danielle Nottingham.
These trees have survived here because their roots are capable of finding water deep in the desert ground. But there are early indications that rising temperatures and a severe drought have dried out their water source.
The story after this.
Here at the hospital, the focus is patient health. But as the administrator, my focus is patient information. Medical histories, lab results, millions of documents printed, scanned, and accessed.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
At a hospital, every document is important.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
The American dream. It's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
Joshua Tree National Park was named, of course, after the trees that define the place. And apparently, so was one of the people Danielle Nottingham spoke with.
Josh Hoynes is a park ranger here.
What would Joshua Tree National Park be without the Joshua trees?
It would just be a very different landscape, a very different feeling.
Scientists like Cameron Barrows now estimate 90% of the trees in this park could dry out and die by the end of the century.
Warmer is bad because it increases evaporation and it's stressful on the plant itself.
Barrows' team of researchers have been working for months looking for signs of life and new growth. Any clue that the Joshua tree has a fighting chance in a warmer world.
Scientists do have hope. New trees are growing at higher elevations in cooler temperatures, and that could mean they're adapting to climate change.
We're very excited to find the reproduction that we're finding here,
says Danielle Nottingham.
While there is great excitement for each new tree found, the young trees grow only a few inches a year, not fast enough to outpace those lost.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates like our current special of 0.5% APY for 9 months with a minimum balance of $500. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price. In their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road, pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
6:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 66 degrees and it's going to be kind of a muggy day, partly sunny today. 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but our high temperature today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. Low tomorrow night around 68, still a 50% chance of rain. The Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. You're going to love it if you haven't checked it out already.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
Engaged with the enemy, and the situation got worse as the Americans were returning to base. Now, five American military personnel are dead. Details from correspondent Cammie McCormick.
A statement from the military coalition in Afghanistan admits they may have been killed by friendly fire.
The incident took place in Zabul province, an area where the Taliban is active. The incident is still under investigation and took place just days before a runoff is scheduled in the Afghan presidential elections. If these casualties are a result of friendly fire.
This would be one of the deadliest incidents involving friendly fire in the nearly 14-year war. In 2002, four Canadians were killed when an American warplane dropped a bomb on them during a night firing exercise. An Afghan official in Zabul province says these Americans may have been killed when they called in air support. The U.S.-led military coalition says only they died when they came into contact with enemy forces.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Rockingham Republican, sat down and talked for nearly an hour with 15 protesters that had staged a sit-in outside his office Monday night in the legislative building. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
We know that he is in the building here. We are going to remain here until he comes to meet with us.
That's Guilford Elementary teacher Todd Warren addressing fellow protesters and members of the media outside Senator Phil Berger's office Monday, a little after 7 p.m. The protesters, mostly educators, stated their intention to stay there until Berger appeared. They wanted to share their feelings about the recently released state Senate budget, which would offer 11% teacher raises at the expense of tenure and cut up to 7,400 teacher assistant positions statewide. At around 8 p.m., Berger did appear, and chairs were pulled into a circle so that he and the protesters that had filed in from the earlier Moral Monday rally on Halifax Mall could talk about teachers' issues. During the conversation, Berger asked protesters if they could find the money to pay for teacher raises and teachers' assistants in a way that didn't involve raising taxes.
There are some things that are, I would assume, that are non-negotiable as far as y'all are concerned, okay? Well, there are some things that that our folks feel are non-negotiable, and a tax increase is one of those. Okay, so if
it's actually not a tax increase, it's a repeal of a tax cut.
Well, if it's already
that
sounds like a tax increase to me.
Near the end of the discussion, which got testy at times, Berger promised protesters that he would talk with them again. Satisfied that Berger had met with them, they left, and there were no arrests. Before Berger showed up, Christoph Stutz and some fellow Chapel Hill Carborough teachers stood outside the legislative chamber, across from where the protesters had gathered, and peered inside as senators chatted. Stutz teaches social studies at Carborough High School, and he's been an assistant football coach for 9 years. It was his wedding anniversary, and he decided to bring his son to what was the first Moral Monday rally for either of them. Outside on Halifax Mall, they had joined an estimated 750 protesters, many of them dressed in red shirts in support of education. Here's Stutz.
I remember when my own mother, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., took me to City Hall to protest in support of public education. And the kind of impact that my mom and I were able to have, and I want to show the same thing to my son.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you live here in Chapel Hill, your property tax bill is going up next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council unanimously approved a $96 million budget last night, which includes the second property tax rate increase in 2 years.
The budget is balanced with a 1 cent tax increase, restoring the debt fund capacity
almost to where it was before the recession started.
That's town manager Roger Stansel. With last night's vote, the property tax rate rises to 52.4 cents per $100 of assessed value. Council members decided last week the added penny is needed to help replenish the town's debt management fund, which will increase the town's borrowing power by about $10 million before 2017. Supporters say that will help the town take on big projects like bikeways, parks, and new police and fire stations sooner rather than later. The 2014-2015 budget also includes increased funding for road resurfacing, $400,000 to help finance new buses, and money to hire a youth services coordinator. In addition, the council also allocated nearly $700,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, a move applauded by housing advocates, including Habitat for Humanity Director Susan Levy.
I think all of us who are involved with affordable housing and have been over the years are really heartened by this commitment on your part, and I think it was a bold and a brave thing to do, and just want to say how much we appreciate it.
Though the budget was approved in just 6 minutes, council members assured the public the plan had been fully vetted at a pair of work sessions last week. Here's Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green.
We are not just rubber stamping a budget here. We've really given this a lot of consideration.
Chapel Hill has set its tax rate for the next year, but Orange County commissioners have not yet finalized their budget, which could include an increase in the countywide property tax rate or a hike in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro School Special District Tax. The board will discuss the county budget at a work session later today. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is indeed the season for budget talks. Orange County commissioners will continue budget negotiations at a work session coming up tonight. The board will review proposed fire district tax rates, departmental budgets, and funding for outside agencies. The Orange County Manager's Spending Plan calls for a 1.5% cost of living increase for county employees and increasing the county's living wage from $10.97 per hour to $11.21 per hour. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsboro. And tonight at Carrboro Town Hall, the Board of Aldermen will vote on whether to approve an agreement with AT&T to provide next-generation fiber-based communication networks to the town. Carrboro, Chapel Hill, Cary, Durham, Raleigh, and Winston-Salem are all slated to join the Master Network Development Agreement with AT&T, along with four major universities, including the university here in Chapel Hill. The Chapel Hill-Carrboro area was chosen as an attractive market for building networks with a service capability of 1 gigabyte per second. The Chapel Hill Town Council recently voted unanimously to approve the agreement. Tonight's meeting begins at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. Patients seeking care through the Fayetteville VA Medical Center are waiting an average of 83 days for their first appointment with a primary care doctor, nearly six times longer than the department's goal. A report from the Department of Veterans Affairs says the average wait time for new patients at North Carolina Veterans Administration hospitals ranged from nearly 29 days in Salisbury to 83 days in Fayetteville, the home of Fort Bragg. VA guidelines say veterans should be seen within 14 days of their desired date for a primary care appointment. The department now says that meeting that target was unattainable given existing resources and growing demand. The findings are part of a national audit ordered after a whistleblower claimed veterans were dying while waiting for care in Phoenix. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Fred Black has a customer service rant. It's coming up on today's commentary. Also, we have Inside Carolina Athletics in just a few moments. I believe it will be a Tar Heel trivia quiz again today. That is on the way.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips three times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool, here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Good morning. It is 66 degrees, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects to you and you get this message? We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah. If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this 3 or 4 times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more are great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina basketball's 2014 campaign came to an end in the round of 32 of the NCAA tournament with a heartbreaking 85-83 loss to number 3 seed Iowa State in San Antonio. The loss to the Cyclones made Carolina's all-time record against number 3 seeds 6-6. The Heels have a winning record against every other seed in the NCAA tournament, except for one. Do you know which? The answer to this bit of Tar Heel trivia, coming up. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
Today's Tar Heel trivia question wants to know the only seed in the NCAA tournament which Carolina does not have a winning record against. The answer? The Tar Heels are 5-6 all-time against number 2 seeds in the NCAA tournament. The last time the Heels faced a number 2 was 2012, when Carolina was eliminated by Kansas. It hasn't been all bad against number 2 seeds, though, as the Heels' 2009 National Championship victory came against second-seeded Michigan State.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Not sure who would know the answer to that question, but, you know, unless you were sitting with a record book in front of you, but kind of interesting stuff. 6:45 at WCHL. Again, great to have Jones back on that show. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, Celebrity Birthdays, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero all on the way.
Get ready for a moonshine tasting at the Carolina Inn. Join us Saturday, June 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. to sample a variety of North Carolina-made moonshine while enjoying culinary delights. Meet our featured guest moonshiner, Wayne Nix, cast member of Moonshiners, featured on the Discovery Channel. One of Wayne's personal stills will be on display for you to view. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information and come get your moonshine on.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
All righty then, time now for traffic one more time. And traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Gotta say, glad to have Aaron back tonight, that's for sure.
I know, I was going to tell you a while ago, we didn't get a chance to talk, but I was going to say, how about you're exhausted after yesterday, especially?
Well, you know, when am I not exhausted?
Being here, well, that's true. being in here early in the morning and working all day and then doing the afternoon and evening news as well, I mean, that's not an easy shift to do, I'll tell you that much.
Well, the nap in the car, the power nap in the car yesterday certainly helped.
Oh, is that right? How long were you able to do that?
Oh, 20 minutes or so.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, those little naps don't help me. I sometimes take power naps when I don't really mean to take power naps.
Yeah.
That helps not at all.
Well.
But anyway, I'm glad Aaron's back, too.
Yes, definitely. All of this conversation is to say that there's not really any problems on the roadways right now. That is good news, and we'll certainly keep you informed as the day continues on, and hope you will keep us informed of anything you see as well. You can do so by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you, be a WCHL road warrior very safely, however you communicate with us.
And I don't want to be neglectful. I just want to say that's a really fine shirt and tie.
Well, thank you.
Today.
I figured I'd match you today with at least the shirt.
Well, the black shirt, but you know, I'm not wearing a tie, but you are, and you look good.
Well,
and,
thank you very much.
I thank you so much for getting dressed up every day.
It's just for you, Ron.
It makes me feel special.
Because you know it's not for those listening on the radio.
Well, if this were TV, maybe. But
that's right.
It's
that's
not.
Right. Yeah.
So, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a little while here.
All right.
And this traffic report has been brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food coffee fast. Get a cup right now. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, taking a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, it's brought to you by your friends at Dickey's Barbecue Pit. It is going to be really hot and muggy today, 66 degrees right now, but partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. And the high in the low 90s. Oh, 2 days in a row will be in the 90s. Tomorrow night, we'll still have a 50-50 chance of rain, but the temperatures, thankfully, will back off just a little bit. And Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons, is the place where you can eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com. Time now for celebrity birthdays, huh, WCHLs? Got a whole bunch of them here. Britain's Prince Philip is 93 years old today. Columnist Nat Hentoff is 89. Attorney F. Lee Bailey is 81 years old today. Actress Alexandra Stewart is 75. Shirley Austin Reeves, lead singer of the Shirelles, 73 years old today. Media commentator Jeff Greenfield is 71. Football Hall of Famer Dan Fouts, 63 years old today. Former Senator John Edwards from North Carolina lives right here in Chapel Hill, as far as I know. 61 years old today. Actor Andrew Stevens is 59. Former New York governor turned media commentator Elliot Spitzer is 55 today. Rock musician Kim Deal, 53. Singer Maxie Priest, 53. Okay. Actress Gina Gershon, 52. Actress Jeannie Triplehorn is 51. Actress Kate Flannery is 50 today. Model actress Elizabeth Hurley turns 49. Actor Doug McKeon is 48. 48? Are you kidding me? Thought he was older than that. Faith Evans, singer, 41 years old today. Actor Q Dancy is 39. Actor DJ Qualls, 36 years old today. Actor Shane West is 36. Actress Lily Sobieski, 32 years old today. Olympic gold medal figure skater Tara Lipinski turns 32. Model actress Kate Upton, a swimsuit model, Sports Illustrated, 22 years old today. And Sasha Obama is 13. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, and we're going to have two birthday winners today, all right? First of all, Britt Keel of Pittsburgh has a birthday today, and our two birthday winners of the day, Bill Spiegel and Joe Townsend. One's about 10 years older than the other one, but that's all right. Happy birthday, guys. We got to get you a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They love taking care of their customers. They're going to love taking care of you, too. Bill Spiegel and Joe Townsend, our birthday winners from WCHL 652. Freddie, you wanted to know the only name.
Yeah, the only British monarch's name.
Yeah.
In which there were four consecutive.
Huh? That's what we did yesterday. Today, we want to ask you, we want you to tell us the name of a song. The name of a song that was a really big, not only a big music, big beach music hit, but a big hit in general. Tell me the name of the song and the name of the group. We're going to play it right now for you. Freddie, hand it to me, and here we go. This ought to be pretty recognizable. Rock and roll trivia. What's the name of the song? And what's the name of the group? If you can just give us the name of the song, we'll take that.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was.
What's the name of this song?
All I know is that I fell in love with you.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. Okay, that's all you get right now. Name of the song, that's all you got to do. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Morrison is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's put together a very special event, and it's very close to her heart.
Martha's Day is a celebration of Martha Pearson, who was my mother. July 8th is her birthday. It's a celebration of her life. She died when I was 9. Her death was a domestic violence related death, and so I thought it would be great to start an event to celebrate her birthday, but also to raise money for Compass Center for Women and Families. So it's a dinner with live music.
This is the second annual Martha's Day.
Last year, it was 4 weeks to the time of the event. We raised $5,000. This year, we've taken more time to be more thoughtful in the planning process. So it's going to run a little differently this year, but we're hoping to raise much more.
Martha's Day not only raises awareness of the problem, but actually raises money for Compass Center, an organization that deals with domestic violence every day.
So I asked Compass Center staff how many clients they serve last fiscal year, 2012-2013. They served 761 clients. And this fiscal year, we still have 5 weeks left to go in the fiscal year, and they've already served 890. So that's a significant increase in those 2 years. So that's locally. And I also spoke to Chris Blue, the chief of the Chapel Hill Police Department. And in 2013, police officers spent 648 hours responding to 335 domestic violence-related calls. And that equals a minimum of $11,000 in police time spent on those calls. So I think a lot of people think Chapel Hill's safe, and that doesn't happen here, but it does. And then, of course, nationally, the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence says that 1 in 3 women will experience domestic violence in their life.
When it comes to domestic violence, the numbers are actually higher because many cases go unreported.
Most women who are sexually abused and often who experience domestic violence don't call the police or don't seek help, because a lot of women in those situations perceive that to be more dangerous. If they leave or if they seek help, that can be create a more dangerous situation for them than if they stay.
Well, because of Laura Morrison's initiative and hard work, and it's a good way to honor her mom. Martha's Day, Tuesday, July 8th, 6 until 9 p.m. at Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. Thanks for raising awareness, and thanks for raising money for the Compass Center. Laura Morrison, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Well, what do you think the name of this song is?
That's pretty easy one, I think.
I love you more today than yesterday. That's the name of the song. Spiral Staircase.
Every time I kiss your lips, my mind starts to wander.
Kevin Shields of Chapel Hill called in with the answer to the question. And Kevin knows quite a lot about music as well. And congratulations, Kevin. Rand Northam is shagging in the studio this morning. I'm impressed, Rand. Pat Upton and the Spiral Staircase. More today than yesterday. That's the correct answer. And Kevin Shields gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much. That is Rock and Roll Tuesday. Freddie ran out just a moment ago, and Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow, right here on WCHL.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's 50% off. Enjoy $30 worth of food and drinks available today for only $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald's on Franklin Street is the hotspot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. No matter what kind of fare you're in the mood for, there's something for everyone at Fitzgerald's. It's the perfect atmosphere to enjoy spirits and great food. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, the beginning of a muggy day here. We have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but our high today in the low 90s. No kidding, really hot today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and the low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, one more time, in the low 90s. 2 days in a row. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Five Americans have been killed in southern Afghanistan in what may be a case of friendly fire. CBS's Cammie McCormick has the latest from Washington.
A Defense Department official confirms all five were Americans. It's unclear how they died. The U.S. military-led coalition says they came into contact with enemy forces, though it admitted in a statement friendly fire may have been responsible. An Afghan official in Zabul province says the troops may have been killed by an airstrike after they called for assistance.
A CBS News poll that's just out shows that most Americans, 56%, believe giving up five Taliban fighters was too high a price to pay for the release of captured Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. The prisoner swap